Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, what a rousing prelude. Thank you, Sue. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church of the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And I'm really grateful to be with you all today. Happy Father's Day to people who celebrate. We'll be saying a litany about that a little bit later. You'll see the QR code up on the screen. If you are new here and want to learn more about the church or have questions about the church, or even if you're not new here and want to update your information so that we have new information, you can do so by scanning that QR code. One announcement that I have, and then Becky has one, and then we'll ask for anybody else who has one. Because VBS was on a Friday, I will be taking the morning tomorrow off, and I've got meetings in the afternoon and evening. But I'll be taking the morning off tomorrow. So, but as always, if you need me for an emergency thing, you can certainly contact me, but I won't be in the office. Becky.
Good morning. I just learned that we exhausted Jacob out from his three skits on Friday. I just wanted to report at the at Friday's Vacation Bible School, we had this Hawaiian Lava Lava Luau, it was called, and we just had a blast. We had so much fun. I'm still wearing the shirt from Friday. And, no, I did actually wash it. Maybe. No. I just wanted to say thank you to all the donations for the school supplies and all the donations for the fruit cups and the juice boxes. We had a nice donation we brought over to the food pantry in Reachwapan on Friday, so the kids got to physically deliver it themselves and then get their picture taken and find out a little bit about what the food pantry does for this community and what Reachwapan does for this community. So thank you so much for all your generosity, and I just wanted to also mention that this year I just feel like my committee in Emmanuel Lutheran United Methodist Church and ourselves are just really, you know, it was our third year working together, and at least under my helm, and it's just getting bigger and better, and bringing all their cousins is really helping. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Becky. I want to say, because Becky won't say it herself, it is a particular kind of work to be the host church of a three-church VBS, and Becky has done a lot of coordinating behind the scenes she will say, you know, I assembled an amazing team, but I just want to give Becky I just want to give Becky some recognition for all the work that she did behind the scenes to make this possible. So thank you, Becky. Yeah. Okay. Are there any other announcements this month?
I just have one. My office hours will change a bit on Wednesday due to the Avanti panel trio coming that morning. I'll be open from 8:30 to 10, and then after that, I'll be closed up for the concert, because I probably will attend the concert, which is probably something that I would be into. And then I do need a couple more July liturgists. There's a couple slots open for that, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alana, and I bet I know what Rick is going to be.
Wednesday, we have a wonderful opportunity here to hear some world-class entertainment brought here by the Green Lake Festival of Music, the Avanti Trio. They're piano, violin, and cello, violin and viola. I hope as many of you as possible can make it. Would have been nice to have a little question and answer period with the performers, but they have two other performances that day, so they're not going to be sticking around very long. But if I could have a couple able bodies after the service to do some rearranging up here, it would be much appreciated. Thanks.
Yeah, that'll be a great, great concert. And the Green Lake Festival of Music is really excited to have us as a venue, and we are excited to have them come here. So, yeah, good, good. All right, anything else this morning? Very good. Then let us join together in the call to worship.
Please stand for the call to worship. We come today remembering that not every day is beautiful. Some days the kids wake up cranky, our friends let us down, or we make a mistake. Sometimes we don't know where else to turn. But today we gather together to remember we are loved. We remember we are held in community and friendship. It's because this is true that we can worship even on our worst days. Let us worship, even if our lives feel messy and full of longing. Join me in the opening prayer. God of grace and love, thank you for gathering us together today. We come to you seeking assurance. Sometimes it feels like our world is falling apart. Sometimes the cries of our hearts are too deep to bear. And yet we know that you have been with us through all of our hardest days up until now. So we ask you today to gather us in your loving embrace and remind us that we truly can trust your presence in our lives, no matter what we might face. Draw us closer to one another in community and remind us how deeply we are loved. Amen. The opening hymn is number 444, Rain Down. both of our scripture passages are from the Old Testament today. The first one is Psalm 22, verses 1 through 5 and 16 through 21. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They bound my hands and my feet. I can count all of my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen, you have rescued me. The next passage is from 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 9. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
I will let you know that even though the readings and some of the liturgy has been a little bit of a downer, I promise it'll get to a good place. So just trust me on this. But the reason why this is the second week of our series, "The Media Team Made Me Preach It." And the song that Chris Van Buren picked out for me to work a service around was "Bad Day" by Daniel Powder. So let's listen.
Offline, you fall into pieces every time.
For putting that together. My friends, will you pray with me? God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So somewhere along the way, I heard a phrase repeated over and over. The phrase goes like this: God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Anybody else heard that? Okay, yeah, I see a few hands. Good. Yep. So whenever I've heard that, it always gives me pause. I've struggled with it because it assumes that living our faith is simple, that we should just trust God no matter what happens, even if we don't know how God is present in our current situation. You know, I remember a time in college that I had had a particularly bad day. I don't even remember what happened. It was that insignificant now. But if you've ever been a college student or ever loved or ever had a loved one who has been a college student, you know that sometimes little things crop up and become big things. So I was having trouble coping with all the things of the day, and I ended up in Chaplain Rob's office. Chaplain Rob was someone I knew pretty well because I worked for him for several years as the chapel pianist. That was my on-campus job, and it was a great job. And I said, "Hey, Rob, can we talk? Do you have a chance to talk?" And he said, "Sure, sit down. What's going on?" And I said, I told him all the problems that I was having that day. But eventually, then I told him, "Hey, Rob, by the way, I had got 4 hours of sleep last night." And he said, "You know, Jacob, that's why. When you don't have enough sleep, you don't have the emotional resources that you normally would have to deal with the things going on that day. So, you know, go back to your dorm, take a nap, get something to eat maybe, and you'll feel better." So I did. I took a nap and I felt a lot better. So one of our scriptures for today actually mirrors that same scenario, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But Both of these texts for today are from the viewpoint of people who have had a bad day in one way or the other. And I'm going to work through each of those texts in relation to that frame and in relation to what Daniel Powder has just been singing about. Multiple times in the song, Daniel Powder talks about how faking a smile and then how systems can work against us and work against our flourishing. You know, sometimes those systems are external. Bills we can't pay, a world that won't slow down, or sometimes they're internal, like grief or exhaustion. Sometimes it even feels like God has forgotten about us. That's what the psalmist seems to think. The prominent psalm scholar James L. Mays reminds us of two things about the psalm in particular that seem important. First of all, this is the psalm that Jesus quotes as he is on the cross. And it starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Mays reminds us that it was tradition in biblical times to quote the first line of a psalm when you were trying to describe your whole experience to God at that moment. The Gospels back this up by using the psalmist's experiences to help readers understand what was happening to Jesus emotionally at that time. So it wasn't a coincidence that Jesus chose that particular psalm as his prayer to God. But beyond that, James Mays talks about the repeated use of the words, my God. The psalmist clearly has a relationship with God and is reflecting on all of the things that God has done for them and also thinking about how God seems absent at this moment. To paraphrase one particular thought, Mays says that the psalmist confesses faith in God's faithfulness, but in the prayer itself, those words become a complaint. The psalmist holds up the memory of their ancestors who cried out and God answered, but the psalmist has been crying out themselves day and night without answer, and this simply doesn't add up to the experience that the psalmist has previously had with God. And so the psalmist says, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me? Why have you left me out to dry? Like most psalms of lament, many psalm scholars think that at least a third of the psalms are psalms of lament. It eventually ends with trusting God and a promise to praise God all of their life. It starts with, why have you forsaken me? And eventually ends with that promise to praise God. You know, that whole arc, despair to trust, is a whole spiritual journey in a nutshell. But that kind of trust doesn't just come naturally all the time. In our scripture from 1 Kings, for example, we find Elijah the prophet running away after a threat to his life from Jezebel. We can see from scripture that Elijah was dealing with what we might now call depression. The commentator Charles L. Allen Jr. reminds us that Elijah is scared and spiritually exhausted. He feels completely alone, so alone he's thinking about death. Even though thousands of people stand with him, thousands of people have heard his message about God's love and God's presence and how God was about to change everything, his pain made him forget their support, and instead of drawing strength from his heritage, he tears himself down. But God's messenger reminds Elijah to do what Chaplain Rob did for me. The messenger encourages Elijah to get some rest, have something to drink, and eat something. And my favorite part of that encouragement is the messenger says, get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you. This reminds me that if we don't take care of ourselves and give our bodies and minds what they need, living our life will become too complicated and burdensome. We do this by giving our bodies physical sustenance, food and drink, and our hearts spiritual sustenance. In both of these situations, we have people who have had very intimate relationship with God, having very difficult days and asking for God's help. But this is the point today. God doesn't send us bad days as punishment. Instead, God shows up in the bad days through a chaplain's voice, a meal, a hand of rest. Because that's how God has always worked. Not by intervening from the outside, but by moving through the people that show up for us. That's exactly what Elijah needed. Food and drink and rest and someone who cared enough to notice. That's what we offer each other, too. Our church has been blessed in many ways to have the opportunity to be symbols of God's presence. Our family support fund helps people who fall on hard times pay things like utility bills and back rent. And Terry and her team at the food pantry do incredible work for this community, as does the team at Reach Waupun, both of which have donated from donations which our three churches took up as part of our mission project for VBS. The entire theme of our VBS just a couple of days ago dealt with attending to our emotions and how God is present with us through all of that. And my fiance Rafi, who's a school social worker, helped the kids understand how sometimes our emotions can feel like storms inside our hearts, or maybe a volcano about to erupt, and how to deal with them effectively. All of the volunteers for VBS in music, arts and crafts, science, games, and other activities did the same. I'm so thankful that this church and our three churches believe in putting on a vacation Bible school program which intentionally highlights mental health and how we can deal with our emotions, because kids need to remember how much they're loved, and kids also need to remember that their emotions don't have to consume them and that God is with them throughout all of those big feelings that they might have. So what I want us to take away this week is, how can we get away from the sort of cliche nature of the phrase God is good all the time and all the time God is good, and move somehow into something like God is present even when it feels like God isn't, even when the storms come. As you go into this week, may you feel that God is with you, even on the worst days. And may you help that be true for someone else. Just as God sent a messenger to feed and rest Elijah's body and spirit, we become God's presence for someone else when we do the same with food, with rest, with the simple message that they are not alone. Because it's in those moments that God can show up in ways we could never imagine. Thanks be to God. Amen. So as we prepare to move into prayer time, I want to recognize sort of the wide spectrum of fathering, because for some people, today is a beautiful day because you are a father and have really good relationships with your kids, and in some situations, fatherhood is a little bit more complicated. So this is a litany where I say something, and then your response is in bold. Fathers come in many different forms, and today we celebrate them all. Thank God for fathers. Everyone here is either a son or a daughter. Thank God for our fathers. For those men who have died and whom we miss dearly here on earth, thank God for fathers who are no longer with us. For every man who is working day and night to raise his children right now, thank God for fathers of today. For all the men who will soon be fathers but aren't quite fathers yet, thank God for soon-to-be fathers. For the men who took in others' children through adoption and foster care, thank God for fathers with hearts so big. For those men who have lost a child to death yet must carry on their grief.
Thank God for fathers
so strong. May they receive comfort. For those who were not emotionally, mentally, or physically ready to have children and have supported heart-wrenching decisions, may God bless these hurting men who were part of hard decisions. For the men who choose not to have children, yet their influence is felt by many, thank God for the ability to make choices. For all the men who have desperately wanted to have children of their own, but chose instead to father children of others, thank God for abounding love. For the men who have less than fathers and struggle with this day, thank God for the ability to heal. For the men who were and maybe are less than caregivers to their children, thank God for the forgiveness and hope offered to all. We give thanks for all the men who have influenced our lives in so many ways. May we be an encouragement to all. We will honor them as God honors all humankind. Amen. We had a little bit of a tech difficulty there. Sorry about that. Thank you, Chris. Now we continue. That's okay. You don't need the screen for the moment here. We continue in a time of prayer, thinking of the people and situations that are on our hearts and minds today. Let's think together. And let's enter into a time of silent prayer for all of those folks. Amen. What prayers do we have to share this morning? I'm not seeing anything here. Oh, Tracy? Yeah. Sorry, Tracy. It's like playing whack-a-mole. Sometimes you don't see them all.
Yeah. Still, the Valma family could really use your prayers right now. It's been a difficult decision to have Dennis transferred into a long-term care facility. So his disease process has gotten to the point where my mother-in-law can no longer handle it. So,
yes, indeed. We honor transitions, of Dennis into a long-term care facility, and for the Velma family as they navigate that transition as a result of Dennis's dementia. God, in your mercy. Anything else today? I'm reminded that Paul and Laura Reynolds could use our prayers. Paul and Laura have both been sort of in and out of the hospital and the ER in the last week or two, and it feels like there's kind of some transience there, and so just prayers for their journey, however that unfolds. God, in your mercy. We also pray for Roger Blaze as he continues adjusting to hospice care. God, in your mercy. If there are no other prayers this morning, just going to look around one more time. If there are no other prayers this morning, let's join together in a time of prayer. God, in your grace and love, you remind us that even on bad days, you do not abandon us to ourselves. We have community on which we can rely. We have each other. And we have your love, which will never let us go. We give you thanks on this day for the fathers and fathering figures in our lives who help us remember that goodness and love is always with us. Just as you are our heavenly parent. And we also offer the prayers that have been spoken and the prayers that have been on our hearts, especially for Dennis and the Velma family as they navigate a transition into Dennis's transition into long-term care, and also for Roger and for Paul and Laura, and for all of those who need your care and your love in a special way. We also ask you to be with all of those people who have found themselves in hard situations, those who don't have enough food to eat, those who don't have a safe place to lay their heads, those who don't have enough to make ends meet, those who are being discriminated against in all sorts of ways. We ask you to help us be a light, be a sign of hope, and be a reminder of your mercy and love, which knows no end. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus, our brother and our guide, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. However you give this morning, you can give as the ushers come around, or you may also do so online at UCCWaupun.net. But however you give this morning, may you do so remembering that your gift benefits not only this local church, but also the Church Universal. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so and join us in our doxology. Join me in the prayer of dedication. God of hope, we are mindful that the gifts we bring today might be used to meet desperate needs, to nourish people in body and spirit. We ask you now to use these gifts in that spirit, where there is scarcity and sufficiency when there is need. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 442, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Thank you. Now, my friends, receive these words of benediction. Some days are not as good as we would want them to be. Some days are hard. But even on those hard days, remember that God is with you. Remember that God loves you and calls you God's own. And may you go and do so for somebody else. May you offer hope and love and compassion in a world of need. Because your gifts and your compassion for others is exactly what this world needs. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.